boomer hate and all the things that the new generation, they're not going to put up with the things in the workplace. Like, unless you own the business, don't you have to work by their rules?
Right.
I mean, even somebody who is as modern as Elon Musk, you know, insists on certain decorum. They don't want business attire. They don't want anything. They want to work the hours they want to work and not some schedule they're given. I mean, good luck with that. Not having, summer break. Oh, how long does it take?
And summer break used to be past Labor Day, you know? I mean, the day after Labor Day.
Even 2 days into early adulthood, I used to get a little anxiety around the end of August, and I realized...
I know, that's right.
I'm going to have to go back to school soon, even though I hadn't been in one for 10 years.
That sound you don't like to hear?
Cicadas?
Yeah. When they start... sometime late in August in Ohio, that tells me that school, you know, that the summer is waning, you know.
For anyone middle-aged and up, not feeling pressure to be in constant contact before social media and smartphones, with simpler times, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And most mothers had a voice. If she opened up the side door of the house and called your name, you heard it.
And if you heard all three names...
you knew you were in trouble. Being spoiled rotten by... parents, but especially grandparents.
Well, I didn't have that, unfortunately. I never knew
that. Being oblivious to how dysfunctional your family was. I hate that word because what family isn't? It's
every family has a dysfunction.
Yeah, there is something going on that, but we get this disease called terminal uniqueness. Your home feeling much roomier, either because it was a house and you're in an apartment now, or because you were just smaller, so everything seemed bigger. And that's true. When I met my parents' house, the older you get, the smaller it seems.
And it's pretty creepy now, and I'm about to go back for my reunion.
Yeah.
When you see your house now, did you ever go back and see your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And you know what? I thought it would be very emotional. It was not, because without the people I loved in there, it's just a building.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Could not muster up any memories. Preteen years when you weren't insecure. I don't know. I mean, I remember part of my preteen years when I found out that Bogan High School required naked swimming once a week.
That is still wild.
So, yeah, I know. That's over. They ended that practice, but it's true. It's even got a Wikipedia page.
I know.
The magic of birthdays and Christmas and the world was your oyster. Your whole life was ahead of you, so it felt like you could do or be anything. But... you still got the rest of your life ahead of you. So you can still take that canvas and do something different.
Little stuff like getting the Sears catalog at Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
It came in September.
The wish book.
Yeah.
I thought that was rather profound. Every once in a while, I like my listeners to think.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And I appreciate that. It is 8 o'clock. That's where news coming up.
Well, we have a couple of accidents on the books this morning. Northeast Boulevard, right near Lagoon Park, got a minor accident there. They're telling us that it's right near Plantation Way. Use caution. 6500 block of Atlanta Highway should be right out in front of the Walmart Supercenter on Atlanta Highway near Jim and Nick's. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Very busy everywhere else with heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery. Heavy traffic there. Please be safe. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is not headline news. Today is the first day of spring, when millions of Americans pretend they're interested in college basketball just for something to do. Fabrics retailer Joann has filed for bankruptcy. For years, Joann has just been hanging on by a thread. Video has emerged of Kate Middleton in public with Prince William. Witnesses say she appeared happy and healthy, and her circuit board only glitched once. And Madam Web is now available on home video. It contains never-before-seen footage. The entire movie. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It ain't. Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello!
Former President Trump hasn't been able to secure the $500 million bond needed to appeal his New York civil fraud judgment. It wasn't for lack of trying. Mr. Trump's lawyers approached roughly 30 bond providers. The former president has told the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka that Jews who vote Democrat hate Israel and hate their religion. Primaries today in a half dozen states, including Ohio, where there is a three-way Republican race for U.S. Senate, the chance to challenge Democrat incumbent Sherrod Brown. In campaign mode, President Biden hitting the road once again. Gang violence continues intensifying in Haiti. It's now affecting wealthier areas of the capital, Port-au-Prince. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 73 points. NASDAQ futures off 122. S&P futures down 23 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs, Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Twice the zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
All right, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a look on my Facebook page. Not only the delicious breakfast cooked in the freezing cold this morning.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful steak and eggs.
I use a timer on the phone, so every 4 minutes, it gets turned and it comes out like perfectly
so,
medium rare.
So juicy.
But something, if you missed it from our I Missed It News department earlier, a cow crashing an outdoor wedding on a farm in the United Kingdom. And the cow had incredible timing.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here...
You
Is any person here present knows of any lawful joined in matrimony, you should declare it now. Non-bovine age.
I think that cow has a beef. With that marriage. God. Great humor like this propel me through 100 years of radio. All right, 11 minutes after 8.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
And we're going to meet Johnny here in just a few minutes. Thank you for sponsoring the weather. Our low temperatures this morning are pretty interesting. We were thinking we were going to get around freezing. I had us at 31. We actually got to 29 this morning. That is not a record. The record is 24 from 1892. And no, I was not working here in 1892. Is that our last freeze of the season? Probably. But you can never say never. Tomorrow morning, I've got us around 36 for the morning low. Maybe we'll sneak down below. But today, cool sunshine, high near 60. Clear cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature, 36. Spring officially begins at 10:06 p.m. tonight, Central Daylight Time. So we are still officially in winter as of this moment. A frosty morning start tomorrow morning. Not quite as cool during the daytime hours, though. We'll be near 70 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Mid-40s on Wednesday night and low to mid-70s on Thursday with more sun. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night in the overnight hours into Friday. Then it's getting to be a Friday thing every Friday. Right now this morning, let's see, what do we have? Well, the airport has not reported in yet as far as a new temperature, but it was the last time they did an hour ago, it was 30 at 8:12.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed.
Right, we're going to do it a little bit earlier than we normally do at 8:13, but let's do our Morning Maroon nominee, shall we?
Yes.
And guess what state we're going to start in?
Say Florida.
Duh, correct, Florida. A Florida man, how many stories begin with those three words? On a motorcycle, rocking a mullet, and sporting a license plate that said, "Will Run." Did exactly that from the police for a multi-city chase hitting speeds of 145 miles an hour.
Wow.
On a bike that is suicidal.
That's crazy.
Here is the end of the chase when police caught up with Ashton Jarvis.
Somebody just tried to step out with him. He stopped at 2nd and Oak. 2 units making contact, 1 at gunpoint.
Oh, man, was that fun?
No, not really.
You see the tag? Yeah, what's it say? I like to run.
Run.
Oh, yeah. Good job, man.
All right, that's nominee number one. We go to the United Kingdom next. A thief there.
Really? We're going outside of the states here. Okay.
Yeah, an international maroon, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, we don't normally jump that far out.
No. A UK thief just got 2 years in jail because he forgot to make a bigger hole. Remember from Jaws, you're going to need a bigger boat?
Yes, a bigger boat.
Nobody was there to tell him you're going to need a bigger hole. He had broken into the Royal Lancers in Nottinghamshire Yeomanry Museum. Graham Gallen was accused of cutting a hole into the floor and making off with antiques. Police suspected he never entered the museum, instead grabbed objects in the museum using a tool and camera. However, he had to leave behind a chalice that was too big to fit into the hole he made, and the artifact had his DNA.
Yeah.
So he was quickly arrested and now have 2 years to think about his plan. And we're going to give, as long as we're overseas, let's give one to the Irish Navy. How many ships do you think the Irish Navy has?
Three.
One.
Okay.
One active ship called the George Bernard Shaw, which I'm going to presume was named for George Bernard Shaw.
Probably so.
Who's? Anyway, last week, there was a call from the Irish police to help with a big drug bust that they had become aware of. And they asked the Navy to help with this, a delivery of tons of cocaine packages off the coast of Cork in Ireland. They were shutting down the smuggling ring, which allegedly involved waterproof containers with tens of millions of dollars of coke, which had been thrown overboard off the coast. But the Navy couldn't be there to help because they were in a St. Patrick's Day parade. So, and you know, when you have one ship and one job, it's too bad. By the way, for those of you who are, and this just happens to be an addendum to another story, they're hiring penguin counters for Antarctica. 5-month job, doesn't pay much, no running water, no showers, no flushing toilets, limited power, absolutely no cell phone service. Now, who doesn't want to jump on a job like this? Yes. Where do I sign up for that? So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
The person that takes that job.
Yeah, well, so far we don't know of any takers.
I would say that, yeah, that's tough.
I think the guy that didn't make a big enough hole, you've got to plan ahead if you're going to steal stuff.
Right.
You're going to escape with this expensive chalice.
Oops.
Make a bigger hole. You know, that's the...
What an embezzle. What an ultramaroon.
Absolutely guilty of embezzlement. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings has 50% marked off top ticket prices throughout the store. It's a big store. Always suggest you wear comfortable shoes when you visit. Even if your intention is to see one or two items, looking for some. And by the way, Stella Beard will be happy to help you find those single items. But it's a big place, 60,000 square feet. And if you're not including Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you're not only missing out on a chance to save money, but to see more product because they have more space to display. So when you're ready to buy, make sure that you stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And by the way, you can now engage the decorating service and advice of Leslie Wolfolk, who is part of the team now there with Stella, who's just an amazing woman. And by the way, when you spend money on furniture, you spend money, the sales tax can get up to a few bucks you can save there, because Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, is at 4044 Wetumpka Highway in the 8.25 sales tax district. They can also set you up, if you spend $1,000 or more, with a Synchrony luxury account at 0% for qualified customers. So shop wiser by Kaiser. Their website will give you a great sneak preview of the incredible scope of offerings they have there. Shop KYSER.com. And please, when you do stop in, mention that you heard about them here on News Talk. It's 818.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at JackIngramNissan.com.
1819 News.
State lawmaker John Rogers has officially submitted a letter of resignation to the House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter. This is the next step for Rogers after agreeing to plead guilty to fraud and conspiracy charges. Rogers, along with another state lawmaker, Fred Plump Jr., and Plump Jr.'s assistant, Vary Kindle, were all charged last year with defrauding a community service fund out of Jefferson County. That fund was created to serve designated issues within the communities of Jefferson County and brought in $3.6 million a year through a 1% tax increase. The state lawmakers are accused of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from that fund between 2018 and 2022 by submitting fraudulent information about the intended use of that money. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An officer-involved shooting occurred on the campus of Alabama A&M University in North Alabama. The shooting occurred on Monday at the Knight Complex West. The officer involved was conducting a routine patrol of that area when he heard shots fired on the floor below him in that facility. Reports are that the officer encountered someone within the stairwell, and that's where the firing occurred. That person has since been taken to the Huntsville Hospital. Bluebell Ice Cream announces the release of a new flavor in tribute to a St. Louis dessert. The gooey butter cake ice cream involves pieces of cream cheese along with cake pieces. The new flavor is available in half gallons and pints for a limited time. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true. Rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looks like I picked the wrong week. Christmas and blue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a 4 seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells bye, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
It's 8:23. You know, it's odd how this works. We had mentioned Emily a little while ago because you were talking about Charlie Chaplin. Mm-hmm. And she just sent me through Facebook a picture of something I haven't done in a long time. The Chicago hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
With the nuclear relish and the onions.
Oh, let's do that again.
The poppy bun.
Let's do that
again. I got to order the kit from Vienna because you must have a Vienna wiener.
Mm.
Not that you can't use Oscar Mayer or any other brand. Got to use the Vienna.
They are. That you do it great.
So I liked it. All right. Thanks for the reminder, Emily. We are going to play a game and give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's little kid or drunk adult. You'll hear a short story here, and then all you have to do is decide whether this was a story of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult being a juvenile delinquent. Here's the setup.
One time on the way back from a spring training game, I saw someone selling corn on the side of the road, and I got really excited. So I asked for the person driving the car if they could pull over so we could buy corn. And turns out the seller only sold by the crate, so we left that day with $30 worth of corn.
All right, so it's the old, and this is from Florida, by the way, it's the old roadside porn stand. I lived there a long time. I never saw a roadside porn stand.
No, corn, yes. Porn, no.
So was that a little kid or a drunk adult? Is this a contestant?
No, it's not a contestant. He had a comment about Charlie Chaplin.
All right, if you want to guess on the little kid or drunk adult, 272-9228.
And if we get two callers...
We would rather have two.
Yeah, we'd rather.
Because if the first caller doesn't get it, the second caller wins automatically.
Yeah.
Easiest way to win. Bill, what's
that? Yes, good morning. I just want to make a comment on Charlie Chaplin with
Marlon Brando said he was a penny pincher. Well, back, I believe, in the Great Depression, he lost everything in the stock market. And not only him, but Winston Churchill, quite a few people lost a lot. So I'm sure that changed his life after that.
I'm sure that's very formative. My grandfather lost $500,000 in the stock market crash.
Yeah, it probably turned a lot of people into penny pinchers.
Yeah. He was a generous guy, but he lived very frugally after that because we have a contestant. But, and by the way, thanks for the call. You know what country came out of the Depression faster?
No.
Great Britain.
You
know why? No. Because they cut back government and they lowered taxes. So people in Britain didn't suffer nearly the way a lot of other countries in the world, including this one, did. That's because we had a friggin' socialist in the White House. Do we have a contestant?
We do. And then it looks like we got
a backup. Okay, tell them to hang on. So let's go to Lynn. Good morning.
Well, I do, but you're on backup. So
I'm going to say it's a kid.
It's a kid. Okay, kid wants the roadside porn stand. Let's find out what the winning answer is. And if you don't get it, William B.'s going to win.
All right, let's find out.
I was a drunk adult. Endless margaritas and spring training do not mix. We had to throw away half the corn.
I was a drunk adult. I'm sorry, Lynn. We appreciate you trying. William B., just for showing up, you want a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
How about that?
My consolation prize.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, hang on. All right, Jay's going to get your information when we come back. Jay will tell you at Heirloom Jewelry. It's 827. Skipper, what's the latest?
Well, we have a couple of new accidents on the books. Bell Road at Wabash. That's going to be south of Vaughn Road if you're headed out towards Troy Highway. Use caution there. 1120 East Boulevard. That's going to be right on top of Baptist Medical Center. A minor accident there. 6500 block of Atlanta Highway out by Jim and Nick's in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Minor accident there. And Northeast Boulevard near Plantation Way. That's in the Lagoon Park area. Buckle up, drive carefully. Very busy everywhere else all over the city right now. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I got a list here of things that turn 50 in 2024.
Okay.
Some of them are surprising.
I can't wait to hear that list.
Yeah.
I
may have. Bailey's Irish Cream is 50 this year.
Because it connects to...
Cream-based liqueurs are common now, but it debuted as the first Irish cream on the market in 1974.
I like Bailey's.
Barcodes.
You're kidding.
Guy in New Jersey came up with the idea. He actually drew the first barcode in the sand on the beach.
Now, I'm
God knows how rich he got off that idea.
I'm guessing eventually barcodes are going to go away altogether because of QR codes, right? I don't know.
The whole idea of taking a picture of something...
That's crazy.
It's off-putting to me. I don't know about that, but...
When they put them on the TV screen, I wonder how many people are pausing to go to the QR code.
I have to do that once in a while.
There's a QR code on the screen right now.
There it is.
Look at that. There it is. Scan the code for Tunnel to Towers. Not flowers. Post-it notes are 50 this year.
Wow.
Invented because of a guy who accidentally invented a weak glue. And look what that turned into. Rubik's Cube is 50 this year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So you're saying the same year we got Post-it notes, we got Rubik's Cubes?
Mm-hmm. The Heimlich maneuver, or as it's known in the South, the Heimlich.
You're kidding. I thought that was probably around forever.
No, Dr. Henry Heimlich described it in an article in 1974.
I've got a random fact about him coming up next month.
Dungeons and Dragons, Mr. Game Show host.
Hey!
1974 for that. Connect Four. I'm not familiar with that.
Connect Four?
Milton Bradley made the game.
You're not familiar with Connect Four?
It kind of came along after I was...
But it's Connect Four.
I was playing games with women, not with my
friends. Drop the little chips down. You try to make a diagonal or four.
Oh, yeah?
You four in a row, four across, four up and down, or four diagonal.
Well, I have to try that.
It's like a gigantic tic-tac-toe almost.
Skittles are 50 this year.
And they taste like
wow.
DayQuil came out in 1974.
Okay, because there was NyQuil and then, yeah, okay.
Yeah, NyQuil came first. NyQuil came first.
Yep.
And the Meow Mix jingle.
The what?
Meow Mix.
I want chicken. I want liver.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Things that have turned 50 in 2024. At 8:30, here's Jay.
Yes, here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in town, and has been in town since 1977. Not a lot of stores you can say that about, and they've been doing it right because, I mean, you've been around since 1977. Trip Booth runs the place. His grandparents opened it, by the way, back in 77, and he's been there since 2015. He has a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. Offers fair and honest values in pricing with not only what he sells, but also what he's going to be buying from you as well. So if you have jewelry that you, you know, would like to sell, maybe you know the value of it, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're not even sure what you've got on hand. Then you need to give Troop Booth a call and see what he says about it. 260-0066 is the number to get in touch with him. When you call that number, if anybody answers, it's going to be Troop. If anybody calls you back, it's going to be Troop. If you send a text message there, Troop's going to get it. And when you get a response, it'll be from him as well. He is the only person there. There are no other employees. It is just Troop Booth. So you're talking with the guy that runs the place. So he's going to be making the decisions right there on the spot. Doesn't have to consult. Doesn't have to say, give me a minute to talk to some. It's all him. So you'll get answers directly when you call that number, 260-0066. You can also go online to either Facebook or Instagram and look at their inventory, as well as their website, heirloomjewelers.com. You're going to get a really good, detailed explanation and history of each piece that Troop has on offer there at Heirloom Jewelers. Gold is really big right now, so he is offering top dollar to buy your gold, coins, bullion, that sort of thing. Doesn't matter if it's broken jewelry or not. He's going to pay for it if it's got gold in it. Give him a call. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
All right. We are at 8:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be right back.
The care bill now in the Alabama State Legislature will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company, run by Alabamians for Alabama. 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the makers of Bumble comes the dating app for people who love alcohol. Drunkle.
There are too many sober men on other apps. I want a freaking party.
Drunkle works by matching you with someone who desires your same level of inebriation.
I can customize my Drunkle app settings from tipsy tryst to wasted weekend.
And filter out potential matches based on your choice of liquor.
Tonight, I'm drinking micro brews with Caleb, but tomorrow it's tequila shots with Carlos.
And unlike other dating apps that pressure you into finding love, Drunkle just helps you find someone to get wasted with.
I don't remember how my date went last night, but I think it was fun.
It was a blast.
Who are you?
Drunkle, the dating app for drunks.
Where are my pants?
Hey, first day of spring, Dairy Queen, they picked a good day to do it because they're giving away free ice cream.
That's right.
But yeah. It's freezing.
Yeah, the
over so much of the country. Yeah. That,
but you've been eating ice cream this morning.
Well, now that was different. That was Bluebell's delicious gooey butter cake ice cream.
They're giving out cones if you buy something else on the menu, and it's as long as the cones and the ice cream last.
I
haven't been to a Dairy Queen in a while.
I know our listeners expect us to say positive things about our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I am not exaggerating. When I got my first taste of this Bluebell yesterday, it was like, wow. And if I wasn't investing so much time and energy and losing weight and right. getting into shape, I could have gone crazy with that stuff. It is that good.
I know.
It is that neurotic curing ice cream that you wake up and have at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in a sad mood, you just take the whole half gallon, put it in your lap, curl up on top of your bed and just spoon it in.
And let your tears melt.
Yes, right. The perfect topping for your, it's so good.
Let your encase your shame in a wall of ice.
Exactly. 8:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
On this last morning of winter, with winter officially beginning tonight at 10:06 p.m., we had a frosty 29 degrees. Last freeze of the year? Probably. We'll see. Today, cool sunshine with a high near 60. Clear, cold again tonight, overnight low 36. Spring, as I have said, begins late tonight. And then the frosty morning start tomorrow gives way to a little warmer day. High temperature up to about 70, so about 10 degrees warmer than today. Mostly sunny skies. Mid-40s on Wednesday night, low to mid-70s on Thursday with more sun and scattered showers returning to the forecast. Late Thursday night into Friday, dry over the weekend. Right now this morning, clear, calm, it's 37 at 8:35.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
I need you to get a little bit of a dry spell going here because every time I get a new day from Tree Masters, they're coming to do all this work at the house.
Yeah.
They have to cancel it because the rain comes in. Yeah. Makes it dangerous. But I've seen their signs, again, as I bike through Arrowhead this year because it's a very green community. And there's a lot of pruning and trimming and a few, I hate to see them come down, but some of the bigger, older trees come down every year. Tree Masters is the company to call. 676-3638. Todd Clark and his team, they take care of everything. In fact, not just tree removal, tree trimming. They're doing some of that for us because of tree rubbing the shingles down on one side of the house. Tree topping, shrub removal, going to do a little bit of that. And stump removal as well. And we got a couple of those with the house that have been sitting there forever growing mushrooms. In fact, it's rained so much that we have a mushroom growing out of our wooden bench on the patio. I kid you not, that is the weirdest looking thing.
Yeah, it's been a wet pattern.
Prop service, high skill, clean work, and they take proper care and disposal. It's not as easy as it looks, friends. You're much better off calling Todd Clark and the pros at Tree Masters at 676-3638. To look at all of their services, visit treemastersal.com. 8:37.
Well, we have some new accidents. East Boulevard, as you're approaching I-85, if you're coming up from Carmichael headed over to Sam's, those vehicles are off on the right before the ramp to 85 northbound, so use caution there. Birmingham Highway at Old Selma Road, got an accident there. Also, Bell Road at Wabash, that is just south of Vaughn Road as you're headed up towards Troy Highway. We also had an accident, 6500 block of Atlanta Highway out near the Super Center. And, of course, East Boulevard at Plantation Way out near Lagoon Park. Minor accident there. Accidents everywhere at the moment. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We're busy all over the city. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails. Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist. Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions. If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist. Call today for an appointment at 265-7585. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And since he's been a great sponsor of your work, I'll let you introduce our guest for the business break, Rich.
Well, no, I'm going to let you do that because you are the band, man.
Should I do it right? Here's Johnny. How you doing? Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We had a little problem with that microphone. We're good now.
There we go.
So, what type of law do you practice? I've heard your name a ton on the air, and we sure appreciate you having on board with us.
Yes, sir. We do personal injury and wrongful death cases.
You know, in that field, how does one begin building a pedigree as a specialist? Because after somebody's had an accident or been injured or there's a wrongful death, that's a big choice for somebody. So, tell us about your experience in this particular specialty and why people would choose you.
Yeah, well, I try to offer a personalized service. I give each client my cell number, and I try to keep them informed of how their case is progressing, and that really seems to help keep them comfortable because a lot of people are new or never filed a lawsuit. So I try to just help them along and keep them informed of what's going on.
Johnny Adams is our guest, and you've heard his name on our radio station quite a bit. Why should somebody who has been injured consider engaging a lawyer? I know from personal experience, I got hit by a bus when I was 16 in Chicago as a pedestrian. But the injuries that came from that didn't turn up till 3 days later because I was in shock. I did not know. My whole nervous system shut down when I realized what was going on. It can take time for some of these injuries to really manifest, right?
Yes, that's correct. Sometimes people have bulging discs or in between their vertebrae, and sometimes the pain doesn't even show up for a couple of days, mm-hmm. or sometimes even weeks.
That's right. We're kind of like a tuning fork, you know. You get that initial smack. Then when it settles down, you realize, man, there's something chronic going. I got hit by a truck when I was 37. I got ground down the length of a wall. And
this guy has a history.
Three times. Three times as a pedestrian.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Wish I'd known you sooner, sir.
Right.
Because people like me, I guess, are good for business. But in that one, I ultimately had to have a shoulder reconstruction, rotator cuff rebuild. Very painful stuff. But the extent of that damage didn't turn up till later, and they didn't have quite the sophistication MRIs then that they do now.
Yeah, the medical field is very good now. They can really find problems. Sometimes I feel like a doctor. I've helped individuals that have had all kinds of surgeries, even brain surgery, neck mm-hmm. surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery.
I bet you've learned a lot.
I really have. So hip surgery, knee mm-hmm. surgery, I think mm-hmm. we've covered it all. So people really can get injured bad.
Do people have to pay up front when they engage you for service?
No, we do most of our cases on a contingency fee. So our fee comes out at the very end when we make a recovery for our client.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but please tell me what makes you different from some of the other lawyers who specialize in your particular field, see advertised on TV and so forth.
Yeah, well, we just try to offer a personalized service. Like I mentioned earlier, give my cell phone out, and really just hold our client's hand. We want them to feel comfortable through the entire process because it can be complex and it can be lengthy. And so we just try to keep them informed along the way and at the same time make a great recovery for them.
Also would like to know how people can reach you if they have a situation they'd like to discuss with you.
Yeah, well, there's just one number to know, 500-5000.
Wow.
How'd you get that? That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's 500, 5,000, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's easy to remember. Yeah, no doubt.
It almost sounds like a deductible. 500, 5,000 for Johnny Adams. For the people who contact your office, will they get to speak with you directly?
Yes. I personally speak with every client, and as I mentioned earlier, I give them my cell phone, and they're even welcome to call me after hours. Mm-hmm. I love what I do. I love talking to my clients. So I encourage them to call me anytime they have questions.
I'm glad to hear that because I'm not going to name any names, but some of these places strike me as assembly line practices where you're just going to be a number with a case file, and they'll get to you when they can.
Yeah.
And when you're going through that, especially if you've lost wages, been unable to work, you know, things start to, you know, in addition to dealing with the pain of the injury you've suffered, you get anxiety over finances and things like that, too. So it's nice to have information so you at least know what to expect. Some people have dash cams in their cars. For anyone in an auto accident, is that footage usable in a damage claim? Curious.
Yes, dash cam is usable. We will have to have a person to authenticate the video, which is usually pretty easy, that just says, hey, this is what it is. And dash cam can be very useful in a case, and it can prove fault or who's liable for the car wreck.
I also understand, in addition to being a personal injury attorney, you are a member of the Bullock County Commission.
Yes, sir. I've been serving on the Bullock County Commission for 28 years.
Wow.
This coming November.
Wow,
28
that's
years.
Amazing.
That's very impressive.
You're from Bullock County?
Yes, I'm originally from Bullock County, and so is my family for many generations.
All right.
Well, we sure do appreciate you becoming part of our team here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And being available to our listeners. The number again, this is Johnny Adams, personal injury attorney. And again, it's a contingency situation. And I'm telling you from personal experience, having suffered the loss, even the guy that I had to get the shoulder redone, I'm on the ground, writhing in pain, screaming. And what do you do? He was in a part of our parking complex. Trucks weren't allowed. And he gets out of his car and he looks at me. He says, you better shut the... you know what, up, or I'll send you to the hospital in worse shape than you're in. I didn't forget that either, and neither did the lawyer that handled it for me. That was in Miami.
Right. Wow.
So,
no surprise. That's Florida behavior. But I'm sure you've seen a lot of strange things during your time doing this, huh?
I really have. It never seems to amaze me, the things I see.
Someday you'll have to come back, and we'll take questions from listeners and so forth.
Yes, sir.
But I'm glad we had a chance to put you on the air and introduce you, because our listeners do appreciate the people that support what we do.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Johnny, is there a website, by the way, that we should list
yes.
with you?
Yes, we have a website, johnnyadamslaw.com.
johnnyadamslaw.com.
That's easy,
yes, sir.
Too.
Yep. Okay.
We try to keep things simple.
Very.
All right, you take care of yourself, and we'll see you again down the road, okay?
Yes, sir.
Very nice to meet you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we are at 5:47. Let's get an update, our last update from Skipper.
Well, we've been busy here with several accidents. First of all, got one on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're coming from Carmichael up to I-85, the vehicles are off on the right before the ramp to 85 northbound. Please use caution there, as well as Birmingham Highway at Old Selma Road. Got an accident there. 6500 block of Atlanta Highway out by the Walmart Supercenter, where you believe that one may be clear, as well as one on Northeast Boulevard near Plantation Way, and that's out Lagoon Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles just in case there's someone on the scene there. Buckle up. Be safe. Traffic is light to mostly moderate all over the area. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
They have a new edition at jackingramselect.com. This is John Ingram. By the way, it's great to have one authentic family car dealership left in town.
Yeah.
They have not all gone by the wayside. In fact, the three Ingrams are there pretty much on a daily basis. John, though, with the Select used cars. And I wanted to mention that they have something under $10,000 now. It's a 2001 Mercury Grand Marquis LS. This strikes me as a great car for a new driver because it has all the bells and whistles you could want from that time, plus the level of protection you'd want a new driver to have at $9,000. But with the selection of SUVs and sedans they have, the one thing they all have in common, whether the car is from like the 99 Vette, the 2001 Marquis, and so many choices, dozens and dozens of much more recent vintage, they all have one thing in common. They have passed the most strict and stringent standards for resale, because the commitment at Ingram has always been not to resell somebody else's troubles. So when you go in, after you know that they've done an 84-point factory-specific engine checkup, that they're offering roadside assistance, rental car reimbursement, and an extended warranty to cover your purchase, all you need to think about is the car you're going to buy, and you don't even have to worry about financing it because they've got 25 lending partners there. So they will get you done. Just get in to Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. You can visit the entire family, Ingram family of stores at Jack Ingram.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Tuesday. Heavy chain smoker Menthol Meredith solves the mystery of Kate.
Well, everybody and their dogs wondering, where in the heck is that Kate middleman? Now, some of y'all are saying that William couldn't keep his scepter in his trousers, so Kate got out of there faster than a greased pig. Well, at least she acted all classy and crap and just went missing. Shoot, when I caught Skeeter getting it on with my ex-cousin Crystal in the Arby's walk-in freezer, I just slammed the door, locked their butts in the deep freeze, and cranked up the Skinner to drown out their screams for help. It's like the old saying goes, don't get mad, just give them hypothermia. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got tased at the rodeo over the weekend, and now, every time I blink, I hear a buzzing sound. Is that normal?
No, it isn't.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the top five tips for allergy season. Are you ready?
Number five.
Wear sunglasses. You see rivers of yellow in the rain the other day, man. They can block some of the pollen from hitting your eyeballs. That's the kind that the wrap around your face are the best preventive eyewear.
Number four.
Track the pollen count. Spend more time indoors when it's high, and think about joining a gym instead of jogging outside, because most of the big weather apps track the pollen count. God, what just happened?
Let me try it.
Something like Fire Marshal Bill, yeah. Buy local honey. It can help you build up a tolerance to local pollen. So just put it in your tea or on cereal. It should work.
Number two.
Always shower before bed. People don't realize how much pollen collects in their skin and clothes, and generally you might want to wash your sheets more often this time of the year.
And number one.
Get an air purifier if you already have one. Make sure the filter is clean and check if it's time to change it. And it's been bad this year. It's been really, really heavy. At 8:54, We will not be doing that. We will be back in 60 seconds.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Somebody once told me they didn't want to know me, said that I rubbed them the wrong way. So I looked them in the eye and said, kiss my ass and die, and that shirt you're wearing makes you look real. Well, I'm the guy in traffic that won't let you cut in, the gal at the office that always has a butt in. Light's still red, I'm behind you honking. Go to the movies, I'm the guy that's talking. You and your girl get up to dance, you come back and I'm sitting in your seat. You say that it's yours and you want it. I look at the chair, say your name's not on it. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one get a haircut, and I ask which bowl. Point right at your nipples and tell you that you're cold. The express lane says 12 items. I'm checking 35 and I don't try to hide them. I'll roll up, look you in the face, and quickly cut you off to get in the parking place. Wedding reception, I'm no class. I go to kiss the bride and run my hand across her. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one.
I think it's the fastest growing demographic in America, actually. 857 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's me and Jay for the long haul, which would be about 2 minutes.
What a long haul that's going to feel like.
You know, maybe I'm hypersensitive to this, but they're always coming out with studies that end up making people who are over the age of 50 look feeble. And the latest one is on emojis.
Oh, jeez.
And they have determined that the emoji that confuses those older folks the most is the wide-eyed blushing one. By the way, that's another thing that was, I mentioned a few minutes back. Gen Z, Y, X, they want emojis to now become part of the official workplace lexicon. The standards of business, like wear whatever the hell you want. I don't want to be locked into a 9-to-5. All the things we've lived with, they don't want it.
The standard of business of wear whatever you want?
All of these things are going by the wayside. I will bring in, I couldn't print it at home, but it's on MSN News. They want to completely eliminate the kinds of things even a whippersnapper like you has lived with in the workplace for years. But rules. They don't want rules. They want flexible hours. They want to work when they want.
Most of my jobs required me to wear certain clothes.
Yeah, and they're even demanding, well, we want to make sure that we have social justice in the workplace and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I'm that nice brainwashing job by our school system on that. Well, I'll have all day to rant about that and come in ready to go at 3.
You doing the bike today?
Absolutely doing the bike today. We never skip a day on the bike or with the weights. In fact, I may do twice as much as I had planned because suddenly, out of nowhere, I am pissed off.
Okay.
But it's too late to bring it up on the show.
That's right. My next question was like, what's gotten you mad? Never mind.
Yeah. All right. All right. Alabama Unfiltered next. Joey at noon. I'll see you at 3 after Joey.